Guitars are burning, and Elvis goes deep sea diving. This is Artie's Time Warp, taking a look back at March of 1967 on this edition. Come to the cabaret, old chum.
Last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
Artie's Time Warp.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. 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 Thank you.
Hello again, my musical family. I'm Artemus Good, and it is my pleasure to have you along for this musical and historical retrospective of March of 1967. We have mucho Beatles news, as the Fab Four poses with a photo collage and some wax figures for the cover shot of their upcoming Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Lennon and McCartney receive an award for Michelle, the most performed song in Britain during 1966. And a taped performance by the Beatles on American Bandstand includes their new music videos for Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane. Both songs are on the charts this month, and let's check them out.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
And there, in the closing moments of Strawberry Fields Forever, is part of the fuel that fires the debate over whether Paul is really dead, as Lennon claims that he's saying cranberry sauce, but large numbers of fans swear that he's saying I buried Paul. This after the Beatles have given up touring and retired to the studio, not to be seen very often in public. Let's hear that snippet again. I have my opinion about what Lennon is actually saying there, and I bet you do too. I guess time will tell whether Paul is really dead in March of 67. Meanwhile, the gents from Liverpool offer you a more whimsical tune that's also on the charts this month.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa begins his 8-year sentence for attempting to bribe a jury and for defrauding the labor union. Artie's Time Warp, March of 67, as we're listening to Blues Magoos.
Yeah. is golden classic.
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Spending Artie's Time Warp in March of '67. Stay tuned as we continue.